Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Welcome to the Thursday, August 16th Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope you're having a great Thursday morning. Let's kick it off with a story up north. Lake City High baseball coach Al Bavacqua has stepped down to take care of his family. Bavacqua, 34 years old, was 29-39 at Lake City in 3 years. He was also a former T-Wolf assistant coach. You can read the rest of the story at cdapress.com. And meow from the Idaho Statesman Journal. Nick Holt has been hired at Arkansas. The former Idaho Vandal head coach has been hired to handle on-campus recruiting, a job formerly handled by the mistress of ex-coach Bobby Petrino. Holt was most recently the defensive coordinator at Washington from 2009 until 2011, and he was at SC from 2006 through 2008. Former Moscow golfer Chris Williams, who competes at the University of Washington, defeated Peter Williamson of Hanover, New Hampshire, 3-2 in the first round of the tournament in Cherry Hills, Colorado. Williams advances to the Thursday round of 32 and will face Adam Stevenson of Greenville, North Carolina. One of the premier and longest-running rodeos in the region dusts off its boots and saddles up its horses tonight. The Gooding Pro Rodeo, which is run concurrently with the county fair, runs its 87th edition today through Saturday. Last year, the rodeo was honored as the Wilderness Circuit's largest rodeo of the year honor by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. You can read the rest of the story at the Magic Valley Times News. This from the CUNA Melba News. The tent city at CUNA High School seemed to materialize overnight, appearing Monday near the school's football field. The sleepover, which runs all week and culminates today with the black and gold scrimmage, is a first for the athletes who make up this year's CUNA High School varsity football team. But it's something that head coach Lee Leslie, in his first season with CUNA, does every year. Leslie says we're going to pull together and create a family atmosphere at CUNA. Read the rest of that article at the CUNA Melba News. And speaking of football season, don't forget IdahoSports.com is covering 8 football games on opening weekend, August 24th. We will be everywhere in the state of Idaho. So go to IdahoSports.com, check out our football schedule on the right-hand side. Gridiron game picks are back as well. We have about 20 people already signed up for the Gridiron Game Picks. Why don't you join us in picking the football games this year in high school football? Also, that last-minute road trip this summer. If you're taking the family on one more road trip this summer, we have the preferred hotel section at IdahoSports.com. We only partner with the best hotels. We're not going to recommend some second-rate fleabag hotel off to the side of the road. Only the best hotels are recommended by IdahoSports.com. So for your last-minute road trip needs, just check out the preferred hotel section. That'll do it for the podcast today. Hope you liked it. Come back tomorrow morning. It'll be posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on IdahoSports.com.